Welcome to the February 6th dual platform service of the Unitarian Universalist Congregation in Blacksburg, Virginia. The service is led by our virtual guest preacher, Reverend Mary Catherine Morn, who is the president of the Unitarian Universalist Service Committee, and worship associate Ellen Plummer. Reverend Morn's sermon is titled Power, Partnership, and Change.
Good morning, everyone. It is so very good to be with you today. And we welcome you. We welcome you to the Unitarian Universalist Congregation of the New River Valley. And we are located on the native and ancient lands of the Tutelo and Monacan people. Together, we share a mission to inspire, create, and transform. I'm Ellen Plummer, and it's my pleasure to be serving as today's worship associate, while Rev Pam is, let's get too jealous. She's in San Diego, and we are hoping that she is having a wonderful time and restoring her wonderful soul. If you are with us for the very first time, we're glad you have found us. Actually, we're glad you found us, whether you're a veteran or brand new. We're just really glad you're here. If you'd like us to be in touch with you, there's a link in our chat with a virtual visitor's card, and there's also a paper card in the back of the sanctuary here. If you'd like to fill it out and give us your contact information, we would love to stay in touch with you. If you have a joy or a sorrow that you would like read aloud this morning during service, you'll find a link in the chat in which you can tell us what's on your heart. There are also cards available in the back of the sanctuary, and if you fill one of those out, a greeter will help bring them to me here so I can read them aloud. There are many opportunities with our beloved community, and we meet both virtually and on the grounds throughout the week. Check out our calendar on the website for location, Zoom links, and contact information. And a deep, deep gratitude for all of the volunteers who help us provide these ministries throughout the week for our congregation and beyond. Some reminders as we prepare for worship. If you are joining us online, a link to the order of service is in the chat. Please stay muted until our breakout rooms after the service. You can turn your video on and off using the little camera icon that is located in the Zoom. And you can control the captions by clicking on the CC icon, also located in the Zoom. And if you're in the sanctuary this morning, please put your phone on worship mode, so that the ringer doesn't interrupt us. See this thing here? Yeah, off. There we go. And last but not least, we need you. We need you. This is your chance to help us grow our talented group of people that support our congregation and all of our ministries. We need you to help us find the extraordinary people that help us do what we do so well. The search committees for the congregational administrator and the director of Lifespan Faith Development invite you to share the job descriptions with people you know and people in your networks who would be good candidates for these positions. You can find these job descriptions in the weekly announcements. We need you to help us build our community. We're going to hear from Sarah Catlett now via video to let us know what the children are doing in religious education.
Good morning. This week in RE, The pre-K class will be reading the book Do Unto Otters and talking about the first principle, which is the inherent worth and dignity of every person. The K-2 class will be reading All Are Welcome and also talking about the first principle. The 3-5 class will be doing the Me in Faith Community, Faith Community in Me session of the Windows and Mirrors curriculum and reading a story about jelly beans. The middle school class will be watching the Simpsons episode There's Something About Marrying, which talks about LGBT plus rights around marriage. The LFD announcements. The community loom is set up. Come help us weave our community together with scraps of fabric or yarn. You're welcome to bring your own or use those that are supplied in a basket that will be outside on Sunday mornings. And the stuffy sleepover is back. Drop-off is Friday, February 11th from 4 to 5 p.m. here at the church. And pickup is Sunday, February 13th from 1 to 2 p.m. here at the church. Please check the announcements for the link to sign up. Thank you.
Lots going on in religious education, and thanks again to the folks who are stepping in and helping us provide education to our children and youth. Let's greet each other this morning. We'll start with those of you who are joining us from home, wherever you are. Come wherever you are. If you put your cameras on and wave, we'll put your smiling faces on the screens here in the sanctuary. Good morning from Christiansburg. Nancy Bodenhorn says good morning. Seth says hi from Christiansburg. Beth is in Radford. Molly says, we're back. Good morning from Roanoke, from Tony. Radford, Northeast Blacksburg, Galax, Blacksburg, Floyd, Binghamton, New York, woohoo, Tommy, Ellet Valley, Blacksburg. Rami and Josie, the therapy dog, say hello, woof, from Christiansburg. Blacksburg, Shawsville, Georgia, Highland Park in Blacksburg, the UUC Gardens, lovely. Giles, Scottsdale, Arizona, Radford, Blacksburg, Tom's Creek. Bridget and her babies say hi from Radford. Welcome, everyone. Let's say hello to everyone who is in the sanctuary this morning. I'll try not to make you seasick. There's Jared. Hi, Jared. And folks are waving. And Jamie, everyone, here we are. Hi, everyone. Hi, everyone. Earl and the Lukes, way over there. All right, I hope I didn't make anybody too seasick. Are we good? Welcome, everybody, and good morning. Oh, I just tossed us over. Please join me this morning in reading the words as we light our chalice. We light this chalice for the warmth of welcome, the light of hope, and the fire of service. Our opening words this morning are written by Claudio Caravalejes. Somewhere there is a home. Somewhere there is a home, a place of return, safety and security, of peace, a communion of friends, equals, not only in God's eyes, but in ours too. Believing in that homes gives us hope and strength. I will work to make that home a house for you, for we, for
us. I want to live there with you, my children and yours, my parents and yours, my ancestors and yours. I will work to make that home today, tomorrow, and in the days to come. Join me when you can. Please join me in reading the words of our congregational covenant. We covenant to create a place of respect and kindness, and to build a spiritual community based on reason and courageous love. While we celebrate the words of our mission statement and of this covenant, we affirm that our mission lives through our actions. The title of our service this morning is Widening Our Reach. And today, we are widening our reach by reacquainting ourselves with the human rights work of the Unitarian Universalist Service Committee. To support its work all over the world, the UUSC leads a program called The Guest at Your Table. This program invites families to collect money every day to contribute to the work for justice and equity. Later this morning, we will listen to a sermon from the president of the UUSC. But for now, we're going to get reacquainted with the program, The Guest at Your Table. We haven't participated in this program in recent years, and we aren't doing so this year, but we will today contribute our half plate to the UUSC. Here's a video that describes The Guest at Your Table.
Did you know that Unitarian Universalists have been coming together for decades to support human rights through the Unitarian Universalist Service Committee's Guest at Your Table program? During this special program, UUs of all ages learn more about important issues and the groups or partner organizations UUSC works together with to advance human rights. Working with community-based groups like UUSC Partners is a great way to get help directly to folks after disasters like a hurricane, and helps make sure the needs that are most important to communities are being met. UUSC works with more than 50 partner organizations around the globe, together responding to humanitarian crises, gender-based violence, persecution of activists, climate change, and more. Guest at Your Table is a chance to get to know our partners and these issues better through learning the stories of four people connected to UUSC Partners as if we were sharing a meal together. They are the guests in Guest at Your Table. After getting to know the guests, UUs spread the word about human rights and raise much-needed funds for UUSC Partners. From supporting youth leadership trainings, to amplifying their voices to world leaders, to buying needed supplies after a natural disaster, our partners request our help with all sorts of projects that make a difference in their communities. Through Guest at Your Table, Unitarian Universalists form a mighty web that helps support UUSC partners in their important work. Thank you for helping keep this important tradition going strong and joining us in the Guest at Your Table program.
I like the image that video lifts up of UUs being a mighty web. I like how that sounds, mighty web. Our sermon this morning is by the Reverend Mary Catherine Morn. She serves as the president of the Unitarian Universalist Service Committee. This nonprofit global organization was launched in 1939 when Unitarian minister, the Reverend Waitzel Sharp, and his wife Martha set sail from the United States to help refugees escape Nazi persecution. They put in motion the UUSC's more than 75-year legacy of advocating for human rights
and social justice along the most oppressed, exploited, and vulnerable members of our human family. The work of the UUSC is grounded in the belief that all people have inherent power and dignity. Let's listen to a video of Rev. Catherine talking with us about the UUSC.
Perhaps you have heard or read the parable of the starfish thrower before. The tale comes from Lauren Isley, mid-20th century scientist and philosopher, who recounts meeting a person on a beach after a storm which has washed thousands of starfish onto the shore. This person seeks out the living starfish and flings them back into the sea where they may survive. After contemplating the seeming futility of such an endeavor in the face of a problem so large, Isley recognizes the hope and defiance in taking such action. Isley finishes his tale by writing, "I looked back across my shoulder to see the star thrower stoop and fling once more. And then I never looked again. The task we had assumed was too immense for gazing. All about us roared the insatiable waters of death, but we, alone and small in that immensity, hurled back the living stars." I recently visited a natural treasure about an hour outside of Boston, Purgatory Chasm State Park. The park is on land cherished and traditionally protected by Nipmuc peoples, a tribe of now 600 living in Massachusetts. The half mile long chasm is a treacherous hike. A slow pace is needed to navigate the incredible scale and danger of the chasm, the stones, large and small, that jut beneath and loom above the hikers. Stone is often considered a symbol of patience and the slow and steady pace of change. Boulders worn by elements and gigantic canyons carved out by tiny streams. I am reassured by the long view perspective of time that is revealed in stone. The stones at Purgatory Chasm, though, offer a different meaning. This immense breach in the earth was created in an instant, a moment of immediate, dramatic, disruptive, violent change. Scientists now believe the chasm was formed by the sudden release of glacial meltwater 14,000 years ago. Change sometimes happens like that. Stone is sometimes shaped by sheer and urgent power in an instant. Right now, these days, that image of change is more resonant than the slow, steady force of a small stream carving a canyon, though both hold important truths. In his reflection on saving the starfish along the ocean shore, Lauren Isley writes, "All about us roared the insatiable waters of death." For me, this line brings to mind the creatures and plants and habitat lost in that dramatic moment of change 14,000 years ago at Purgatory Chasm. Water roaring from above melted who knows how much earlier and working for who knows how long to find its escape, but forming the landscape in an instant. All about us roar the insatiable waters of death. Isley saw this from the perspective of the starfish's life and his own. We can see it in the indifference of a virus and the intimate violence of racism. We're at a rare time in history when so much is revealed by the rapid change and disruption of this moment. What's revealed isn't anything new. What's revealed is what too many of us manage not to see. Even as we've understood, as Dr. King reminded us, that what affects one affects all, many of us turn away. I believe not always because we don't care, but largely because we underestimate our power. And then often, those of us with various forms of privilege, we get comfortable and our gaze remains fixed on those truths that soothe us. The shaking of so many foundations around us has forced us to see so vividly much more than many ordinarily see. Horrific inequity, systems designed precisely to maintain the castes among us, the complicity of silence, and the seductive comfort of our perceived powerlessness. The seductive comfort of our perceived powerlessness. These times are urgently calling on us to remember and use our power. That's right, power. Did you know UUSC's mission includes an affirmation of the inherent power and dignity of all people? For Unitarian Universalists so accustomed to repeating the beautiful words of our first principles, it's easy to read right over that small but significant difference. It's not denying inherent worth, that's implied, but the addition of power is significant. At UUSC, we affirm the inherent dignity and power of all people. The power of compassion that demands our hands and minds and hearts be engaged in fulfilling the promise of human dignity and worth. The power of faithful imagination, the refusal to give in to the cynicism and powerlessness that tyrants and empires depend upon to thrive. These times are urgently calling on us to remember and use our power. Can you see it? Your power, can you feel it? Sit up a little straighter, take a breath. Can you feel your power? Not always, right? I know that's true for me, especially these days. These days, I'm feeling pretty small, less able than ever to accomplish anything. The roar gets inside me and I feel alone. I feel so much fear and grief and powerlessness. Okay, shake that off. I'm not going to ask you to deny those feelings, but I really hope we can all come to see something more. We've come here today because we know that religious community will hold us when we feel small and alone. Community will call us back to the power that we each carry, that we recognize in each other, that is called out from us in community. We show up, we are here together today because we believe that ministry, our shared ministry, will comfort us and confront us, will call us to our power. I invite you to call the name of someone who has reminded you of your dignity, your worth, and your power. And now call to mind memories of the power that has arisen from communities you are a part of, from this congregation. Prophetic witness in the larger community, calls for justice and healing, actions that were part of movements that brought about actual change. Friends, you have what you need to create a better world. We have what we need to enact courageous change. I'm inspired when I see this in communities and congregations. I am also deeply inspired every day by the fierce power of the grassroots partners who are the heart of UUSC's mission. We believe and know from experience that partnering with communities most deeply impacted by injustice is the most faithful and the most effective way to contribute to a better world. This is what UUSC's Guest at Your Table program has been highlighting for decades, offering us the chance to learn more deeply the stories of four of our grassroots partners. These guests invite us each year into more profound solidarity with them and the communities they serve. Our partner, Axel Fuentes from the Rural Community Workers Alliance, or RCWA, is organizing food processing factory workers in the Midwestern United States, building coalitions through organizers that speak the language and know the culture of the workers they collaborate with. Together, they are tapping into their power to demand safer working conditions that honor everyone's dignity. Axel says, UUSC's support has been one of the most important pieces for RWCA to be able to survive and make progress as a grassroots organization in the fight for the rights of all people. Myra Dogipaw is a member of the Karen ethnic minority and director of the US Campaign for Burma. She's drawing on her experience as someone targeted by the Burmese military junta as a child to bring attention to the crisis happening in Burma today. She advocates for Burmese ethnic minorities and pro-democracy demonstrators with a vision for a peaceful country that has achieved a true democratic state where the power lies with the people, not with the military, and a country that finally realizes that inclusivity makes us stronger. Our partner, Maina Talia, from KEO, Island Community Organization in the South Pacific, is working to make the communities of KEO Island resilient to the forces of climate change for the sake of future generations, and to serve as a refuge for those living on neighboring islands with even lower elevations. The island must provide agricultural support, moral support, and have climate-proof structures to ensure the continuity of our people, Maina says. Our vision is to build community resilience. UUSC is especially honored to be working with the KEO Community Organization as their first funder. Our last guest this year, Christian Guzman Merlo, is the co-director of UUSC partner Fundación Entre Mujeres, or FEM, organized by and for rural peasant women in Nicaragua. FEM is both a feminist farming collective and an advocacy network, linking 21 communities to bolster the economic, political, and social empowerment of women. The intersectional approach of FEM, seeing the connections between healing the land and healing the wounds of violence against women, offers a profound and necessary model of justice for the world. Christian shares that what FEM wants is a collective transformation in the communities of this country and all over the world. I am so grateful for what I learn every day about fierce power from UUSC's grassroots partners, such as Axel, Myra, Maina, and Christian. People who experience the intimate violence of oppression every day and still know their dignity and power. People who lead the way in enacting courageous change. These times are urgently calling us to remember and use our power. Friends, we have what we need to contribute to creating a better world. I want to thank those of you who are connected with the Unitarian Universalist Service Committee through our shared work for justice and with your financial support. UUSC is a member-supported organization that receives no funding from the UUA. We cannot do this work without you. I hope that today's service inspires every one of you to become part of UUSC's justice-loving, justice-seeking community. In closing, I'd like to invite the voices of some of my UUSC colleagues to share a little more about the work we are doing in collaboration with you, our UUSC supporters, and our grassroots partners around the world. Thank you for inviting a guest to your table and supporting this important work.
UUSC is an international human rights organization. We're grounded in the principles of Unitarian Universalism and the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. At UUSC, we seek to advance human rights, dismantle systems of oppression, and uphold the inherent dignity and worth of every human being.
Founded in 1940, UUSC addresses the needs of people who've been ignored or overlooked, working in places where the larger aid agencies often do not.
We are committed to building upon a legacy that is rooted in locally led initiatives, working hand in hand, eye to eye, and heart to heart with community leaders and grassroots organizations in the United States and around the world.
Today, UUSC has over 30,000 members, partnering with more than 40 grassroots organizations. Our programs span across 20 countries in Asia, the South Pacific, Central America, and the United States.
We do our work in three ways: through advocacy and action with UU congregations, UUSC members, and our incredible volunteers; through education and experiences with the UU College of Social Justice; and through grant making, convenings, and collaborative research.
With our partners, we address human rights issues, including disaster justice, emergency relief in the face of natural or human-made crises, climate action, working with communities who are losing their homes due to climate change, and criminalization, partnering with communities who are targeted simply for their activism or being who they are, immigrants, LGBTQ people, and ethnic and religious minorities.
And this past year, we have been working with our grassroots partners to meet the unique human rights challenges presented by the COVID-19 crisis.
We know that UUSC members expect us to always be learning and be bold in our programming and our commitment to human rights.
We want you to have confidence in our work. UUSC is a terrific investment for your philanthropic support. Our budget goes far to accomplish so much for human rights in the U.S. and around the world.
And for 10 years running, UUSC has earned 4 stars, the highest possible rating from Charity Navigator, because of our effectiveness and fiscal transparency.
It is an exciting time at UUSC. We are grateful to you and to all of our members for your partnership and for putting your faith in us. You make our work possible. Thank you.
Thank you, UUSC supporters.
Thank you for everything you do.
Thank you so much for your support.
And thank you for putting your faith in us.
For all that you do to advance human rights.
We really appreciate it.
We couldn't do the work we do around the world without you.
Thank you so much for your support.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The work of the UUSC is really important to communities all over the world. And one way we fulfill our mission as UUs is by collecting an offering. And every week, our congregation shares half of the offering with a local charity or UU-affiliated organization. This week's recipient is the UUSC that we've just learned about. You may give online using the link in the chat or using the ways that are listed on the screen. You can give after service as well. For those of us in the sanctuary who would like to give cash or check, there is a basket in the back of the sanctuary. Thank you all so much for your generosity. As we collect our offering, we'll enjoy Jared playing Sonata in C by Mozart. While Jared plays, those of us in the sanctuary are invited to light candles of hope and remembrance. As you light your candle at the table, please remember to maintain distance between yourself and others. If you are online and would like a candle lit, please write in the chat and we'll read your request aloud and light a candle for you here in the sanctuary. Please join me as we accept our offerings. We accept these offerings in support of our congregation and our larger community, recognizing always that in giving and receiving, we participate in a circle of care with no beginning and no end. Our meditation today
is written by Frederick Gillis. Spirit of community, in which we share and find strength and common purpose. We turn our minds and hearts toward one another, seeking to bring into our circle of concern all who need our love and support. Those who are ill, those who are in pain, either in body or in spirit, those who are lonely and those who have been wronged. We are part of a web of life that makes us one with all humanity, one with all the universe. We are grateful for the miracle of consciousness that we share, the consciousness that gives us the power to remember, to love, and to care. To remember, to love, and to care. Blessed be, and amen. Our benediction today are words by Mark Bellatini. Go in peace. Live simply, gently, at home, in yourselves. Act justly. Speak justly. Remember the depth of your own compassion. Forget not your power in the days of your powerlessness. Do not desire to be wealthier than your peers, and stint not your hand of charity. Practice forbearance. Speak the truth or speak not. Take care of yourselves as bodies, for you are a good gift. Crave peace for all people in the world, beginning with yourselves. And go as you go with the dream of that peace alive in your heart. Blessed be. Amen. And may it be so. We extinguish our chalice, but not the warmth of community, the light of hope, or the fire of commitment. These we keep in our hearts until we are together again.